Dreamscape presents Rough and Tumble by Lucy Gilmore, narrated by Desiree Ketchum. Chapter 1. If there was a way to hide a heavily pregnant golden retriever under a desk, Haley had yet to discover it. "Bess, love, this would be so much easier if you'd just sit." She paused and watched as the dog panted, squirmed, and licked the top of her favorite red Converse shoes. There was no sitting of any kind. "Okay, then, stay. Lie down. Heel. Didn't your previous owners teach you any commands?" Bess wriggled out from between Haley's legs and began pacing the length of the office. It was a small room, a windowless hole that held the floor's air conditioning unit, in addition to Haley's desk, so the dog didn't have far to go. Her swollen belly swayed and undulated with each step. "Jasmine is going to eat you alive if she sees that dog." A smiling face appeared at the office door. As usual, Penny looked perfectly put together and amused to find Haley in what could only be described as a mess, which, to be fair, was daily. "Quick, give her a football to play with. Maybe Jasmine will think she's here for a photo shoot." It wasn't, as her co-worker's irreverent tone suggested, the worst idea in the world. They, along with a dozen other people currently staffing this office, often performed photo shoots with dogs and footballs. In fact, one might argue that was all they did. As the official offices of the Puppy Cup, the canine counterpart to the professional football game held every February, making dogs look adorable for the camera was Haley's stock in trade. Well, she was technically just a production assistant on the show, so her stock-in-trade had more to do with grabbing coffees and running errands than anything else. But the idea held true. Someone had to help wrangle the 50 different puppies that appeared on screen every year to play with stuffed balls, chase one another, and otherwise adorably simulate the game of football during the Kickoff Cup's halftime. Haley Lincoln was that someone. In fact, Haley Lincoln had been that someone for 6 years. While other people were promoted and celebrated and otherwise applauded for their professional choices, she remained exactly where she was, on the floor, with a dog. Haley sighed as she dropped to Bess's level. "I know how Jasmine feels about having animals in the office, but I didn't have a choice." She put out a soothing hand, but the dog had no intention of being soothed. Which was fair, considering the half-dozen puppies taking up the space where her intestines were supposed to go. "I couldn't leave her at home, not this close to her due date." "You should have called me for help," Penny said. "I know."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?